Most of us have seen a drawbridge that allows ships to pass. However, it's hard to find another bridge quite like this one in Duluth, Minnesota. It's called the Aerial Lift Bridge, and for over a century, it's allowed people to go to and from work and ships to pass to and from this harbor. The unique design behind this icon is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Duluth is one of the busiest ports in North America. Part of that fact is due to a shortcut made for ships to reach the harbor.
There was no entry from the main part of Lake Superior into the sheltered water of the bay called Superior Bay until about 1872 when a ship canal was dug.
Jerry Sandvik says the 300-foot-wide canal is just a quarter mile long. However, the canal's completion left a four-mile-long piece of land called Park Point separated from the rest of Minnesota. Eventually, a span reconnected the two.
It's a lifting roadway, and this bridge was built in 1903, completed in 1905, and it's been seriously modified twice since.
It's called the Aerial Lift Bridge. The entire 390-foot span is lifted into the air, allowing ships to pass underneath. You can see it online at AmericanCountryside.com.
A couple years ago, they started lifting on the half hour for pleasure boaters, but by federal law, they have to lift on demand for the larger ships for commercial traffic.
So on the half hour, and as the need arises, the horn on the lift bridge sounds. The bridge can lift to its full height in about 3 minutes. Some of the ships passing through this canal are 1,000 feet long ocean-going vessels. Regardless of the size of the ship, many will sound their horn in thanks to the bridge operator, who will in turn sound the bridge horn back. It's a process repeated up to 40 times each day. The bridge is often viewed as the symbol of Duluth and is a popular attraction for visitors to the city. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.